a great conversation. He asked me a little bit about my family and my upbringing. My parents actually came down and were able to experience being the president as well. And just a little bit about the status of the idea and where we're currently at with it. He expressed that these types of things are incredibly important, especially where we're at with the economy and how federal workers can make a difference every day.
And did you say anything to him, or did you just kind of go through your idea as you came up with it?
Of course, we talked a little bit socially too, especially I grew up in Pittsburgh, so I discussed a little bit about the unfortunate loss of the Pittsburgh Steelers last night to the Denver Broncos.
That was a tough loss. I had to say that was, if there's a way to go down, that would not be it. Give me a sense of what it means to you as a federal employee, as a citizen, if you will, to meet the president and present him with your idea.
Well, I mean, first off, not every citizen is able to get a chance to an opportunity to meet the president, especially in an intimate setting, in this case, the Oval Office. So it was an incredibly humbling experience, and it's something that I'll probably remember for the rest of my life and carry with me. I think as a federal worker, being able to meet the president is something you dream about every day. And in my case, being a federal worker means doing the best I can to be a good steward of the taxpayer dollars. And that's something I try to carry with me every day in my job. And ultimately, I serve at the pleasure of the president. And being able to have the experience of meeting him in such a setting is always going to be something I'm going to remember.
Give me a little bit about your idea. How'd you come up with it? Was it one of those gee whiz moments, or was it something that you've been thinking about for years and you finally had the opportunity to present it to somebody who maybe would listen a little bit through the SAVE Awards?
The idea itself kind of came around because our management was supporting looking into new ways of being more efficient and looking for cost-saving ideas. NASA is always trying to find ways that we can do our jobs better and more efficient than we have in the past. So as part of this, we had a small committee that was talking about other cost-saving initiatives, and it sort of randomly came up in the conversation about some of the struggles that we go through when parts and tools, in particular, after a project is built and launched, we have some residual parts and tools and equipment residing on the ground after our spacecraft is in orbit. And we kind of mused, oh, it'd be nice if we can find ways to address this problem and to move things forward and we can be more cost-efficient and effective. So from my perspective, the SAVE Award was coming up at the same time, and being a part of many of those conversations, it just seemed like if I added a little bit of meat to the idea and made it something that was tangible and gave it a little bit of a background statement, it could possibly fit in very well into the SAVE Award. I'm pretty humbled that a little innocent idea like this has gone so far and gotten so much attention.
And give me a sense of what the idea was. Now, I know it's a lending library.
The lending library will be a facility that will also be supported by some software that will be able to track these residual parts and tools after a spacecraft launches. There's a lot of parts and tools and materials that are left over because the nature of our work forces us to have spares and extra pieces of equipment and tools to help develop the spacecraft. So after a project is done, we do exchange these tools and materials between projects, but oftentimes it becomes difficult to track them and maintain them. So by institutionalizing this, it makes it a little bit easier. It makes it a formal process instead of an informal process. And that makes us more efficient.
What's the status of the suggestion right now? Is it being worked on through NASA, or is it still, because it's going to be proposed in the budget, it's got to wait to go through some more steps?
No, we're actually doing work on it today. We have a lot of subject matter experts that we've spun up to investigate how we could possibly do this as a pilot program. If we figure if we do a smaller version of the full implementation, we can really see if the costs are scalable moving forward and also help that cultural shift of collecting these residual parts, tools, and equipment and tracking it, just starting soft, small, and then eventually building up to the bigger steps over time. The good news is we've also done some work that has resulted in a spinoff in result of the SAVE Award. After some folks heard about it, we had some separate individuals that were working on a leadership development program at NASA with some students from the University of Maryland. And they did a Six Sigma analysis on our equipment and tool sharing processes and determined a way that we can also start documenting in our property management system if equipment could be reused or shared or exchanged across projects. The best part about that is making that change to the NASA property management system is free. There's no actual charge or implementation cost that will be up front with that. So all these little things are starting to add up, and just because of the SAVE Award, more folks are capturing the idea and running with it. And I think that is one of the positive spinoffs that has resulted. We've had more federal workers looking for ways to cut and reduce costs.
So once you submitted it, was it early on in the process? Were you one of the first ones in? Were you in the middle? When did you submit your idea? And then give me a sense of when you watched it starting to get votes and starting to kind of move up, if you will, the liked list.
When I submitted in July, you know, went into the system and didn't quite know what was going to happen. So I really didn't hear anything about it until November. And I think that's when everything really started picking up. Hearing that first, there were some private conversations that the idea was limited down to about the top 10. And it was kind of surprising to hear that, and a quick rush to go off and get some data and add a little bit more meat and context behind the idea to explain it to folks. And once it came down to the final four, we had a video conference with OMB, and eventually President Obama actually showed up during the video conference as well. That was probably a very large shock to me, because it was unexpected by not only myself but also my management. We figured we were just presenting the idea to OMB, not necessarily to the president. So that was the first nerve-wracking experience that kind of made me shake in my boots a little bit. But moving forward, after the idea was selected as number one, it was a very humbling experience. I think it says a lot for the NASA workforce, actually. I received well over 300 emails from individuals from the NASA community just congratulating me, thanking me, and also just wanting to know more about the experience. So I think that's probably one of the more humbling pieces of this whole experience, are that the NASA community really reached out to me, and hearing support from them was very touching.